Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 13. Today we talk about how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam produced water in a miraculous way. Jabir radiallahu anhu mentions that on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, people were thirsty and there was no water. And they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we are thirsty, we need water. We need water to make wudu, we need water to cook, there's no water. There was one small vessel that had a bit of water. Probably, you know, like how we would have in today's times, a bottle with which to drink water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for that water to be brought. He started making wudu and he dipped his blessed fingers into that small amount of water. And miraculously, from those blessed fingers, water started to gush forth like a spring. 1,500 people. 1,500 people drank until their thirst was quenched and they all performed their wudu from the blessed fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How fortunate are the Sahaba. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will drink at the Hawd al-Kawthar from the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Still with Hudaybiyah, they were there for a while. There was a well that has gone dry. Again, scarcity of water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, bring some water to me. They brought a small amount. He made wudu into that well. He rinsed his blessed mouth and he ejected the water into the well. And then he went and he told the Sahaba, leave it for a while. After a while, when they came back, there was enough water in that well that had dried up for all 1,500 human beings as well as the animals from that moment until the time they left Hudaybiyah. From that moment until the time they left Hudaybiyah. And lastly, also on the point of water, it is mentioned that on the occasion of the expedition of Tabuk, again the army, it was the mid of summer, extreme heat, no water. They came across a stream that had dried up and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did a similar thing, made wudu into it and the stream started flowing and there was adequate water for everyone, for the humans to eat and the sahaba to make wudu, to cleanse themselves, for the animals to drink. More than adequate. This was the miracle that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had displayed. Until next time, inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.